things we're going to do. Although there is a program called Couple Communication that I have training, well, actually I'm a trainer in it, and I've been trained in. It's from some folks at the University of Minnesota who did a bunch of work. And I put it up here that way just as a reminder to myself. When they started the program, this thing called, that they called Couples Communication, actually what they were doing was, come on in, doing some research to try to put together a good premarital counseling program. And what they did was they did a lot of research with couples who, some married, some not married, but people in relationships with somebody else who seemed to be pretty effective. And then they spent quite a bit of time, which I'm not going to spend time on today, trying to figure out what was being pretty effective if people were with somebody else. And a couple of the things with that they could talk intimately, and of course you could spend, in some of the other workshops we've been, others have been presenting, trying to determine what it is to talk intimately, but they had defined that, and that they could problem solve effectively. And at any rate, the idea was to take these strategies and then teach people, particularly people that were going to get married. Well, they basically dropped that because I think it's hormones or something, but it really didn't make a whole lot of difference. Once you get that close to being married, whether you communicate effectively or not didn't seem to make a lot of difference in terms of premarital counseling. It wasn't going to change anybody from doing anything, so they pretty much dropped it from that. But they moved their whole training program into taking different aspects, one of which I'll talk about today and have us do a little bit, pieces, and they broke it into different segments, some other parts I'm going to do with you later in the week, that were effective, you know, that worked. These are some pieces that these couples that they had defined as being pretty effective, these were some strategies that worked. And so let me say that, and we will go over some of the strategy things today, but I want to make real sure that at least you understand something that I really believe about this, that it's like any behavioral change. If it changes easy, it changes back easy. Or it's kind of like any weight reduction program. I used to work with a fat doctor, at least that's what he called himself privately. He was a bariatric practitioner, and we used to do weight reduction work. And, you know, we kept learning over and over and over again that if it goes off easy, it comes back on easy. And any kind of other changes you make, and I'll go over some strategies today, some very specific strategies. But like any kind of behavioral change, they will achieve certain desired effects, assuming that you buy into the concept that those effects are desired. They'll achieve some changes if you work at them, and if you don't, they won't. It's not very much fun, but it's kind of like that. So I'm really comparing this a little bit to, and it's not fair to those of you that didn't attend that workshop. One of the workshops here has been talking about this wonderful mystical thing called intimacy between one human being and another, and we're sort of structurally and conceptually trying to figure out what that is. Well, today I'm not going to try to figure out that what that is at all. I'm just going to spend a little bit of time talking with you and then having you set up some, a little bit of practice. And then I'll go to the third step, which I always do when I do something like this, is try to get you to make some kind of contract and hold you accountable so that you'll practice some of that, which you may or may not do. But at least that gives you some specific tools, asks you to go out and do something, and then try to hold you accountable. And then if you don't do it, you'll look at me at breakfast tomorrow morning or dinner tomorrow night, and you'll say, I didn't do it, and you'll be embarrassed. No, I don't really want to embarrass you. I just want to stress those two kinds of things. For today, we're not really trying to define anything. We're just taking a particular set of strategies that seems to work to get people to talk more personally and more intimately if you will do that particular piece of work. So, anybody got a question or comment about that? Okay, since we only have an hour, I'm going to jump right into it. All of us engage in lots of different kinds of ways of talking and interacting, and I've got them down here to four particular styles Obviously, it's not quite that simple when you look at communicating. But I've got it down here to four styles, and this just is a framework to give us an idea. And the four styles are, I was really creative here, listed them 1, 2, 3, and 4. And in the four styles, one of the things I would like to make sure that you understand is that 4 isn't better than 1 or 2 isn't better than 3. Trying to structure them in some circular kind of way, but lots of us think in linear kinds of ways, you know, so that if something is 1, that's okay, and 2 is a little better, and 3 is a little better, and 4 is better yet. I don't want it to be that way. All four communication styles that I've got listed here all really have an important place. So when we get to style 4, which is kind of a feeling, personal, caring, sensitive kind of thing, I don't want to imply that that's any better than style 1, which is a light, topical, fun kind of thing, because I don't know about you, but I'd hate to be around people all the time that talk heart-to-heart and open and personal, anybody, any more than I'd hate to be around people that are always just talking to me about whether the Mariners won this week, you know? They all have a place, and they have a really important place. But in the four styles, style 1 is either light or it's topical. In style 1, we tell jokes. In style 1, we do things like, hi, how you doing? I'm fine, how are you? Now, I don't really care how you are, and you don't really care how I am. It's a kind of a ritual that we go through, or maybe we do, but not in style 1, we don't. But we sort of learn to ritualize. I really haven't got time. If I'm on my way to this presentation and I say, hi, how you doing? And you tell me, well, if you really want to know the truth, I just had a biopsy, and I said, wait, no. I got to go to my, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, hi, how you doing? I'm fine. And we just move right along. I'm legitimizing that for that place. Or maybe we're sitting around in a very casual kind of setting and it's time to talk about whatever our topical issues are. They could be knitting, they could be sports, they could be whatever, mountain climbing or whatever. But I just think that is a really important, valid place in what we do. Style 2 is a work style. And I'll talk in just a minute about how style 2 tends to be our problem, because I really think it does in terms of breaking down our communication. And I'll show you how that gets to be real crazy sometimes. But in style 2, we're trying to get some work done. Like right now, at this moment, I'm in style 2, and the reason I know that I'm in style 2 is I'm trying to convince you of something. I'd like you to understand what I'm saying. I'd even like you to believe in it. Even more than that, I'd like you to try some of it. You know, so I'm in style 2, meaning I have a goal and I want you to get there. As is real obvious, there's a lot more breakdowns there. I can go to style 2 in a very positive, affirming way, or I can go in a very caustic, negative way. Like, get it done, and get it done now, or your heads are going to roll. But either way, I'm in style 2, and I have something I want to get done, and I want you to move. Now, if I took this hairbrush and threw it at one of you, and somebody else yelled, duck! That's style 2. Thank goodness, you know, do it, don't think about it, duck. Or if I'm trying to sell you a car, or if I have an idea that wouldn't it be more fun to go to the dance tonight than to go to the jacuzzi, all of that, you know, and that style 2 makes sense. So anyway, it's a work style. Style 3 is the I wonder stuff. It's every time I come up to Holden, I do a lot of I wonder. You know, it's where I take in ideas, take in concepts, think about things, explore things, do a lot of I wonder. I like to do I wonder up here. I find it very interesting and challenging and exciting. I'm real comfortable with not even agreeing with or believing in half of what I hear, but it's kind of fun to do the I wonder and think about and wonder, could that be? Does that make sense? Does that fit my grid? You know, I kind of look at the world through this grid, and some of you look at the world through this grid, but I look at that, and so I do my I wonders. Then we get down to style 4, and for those of you that came in just so, or since the beginning, I want to make sure that even though I see all four of these styles as being important, I don't see one of them being more important than another. And that's always a danger because of our linear thinking. You know, we tend to go 1, 2, 3, 4. Even our typewriters work that way. You know, it goes up, boom, and it goes down, and it clicks, boom. And so, but style 4 is a, it's very personal. It's, I see the other three being more head-to-head, and I see style 4 being more heart-to-heart. The other three are more, what do you think? And style 4 is how do you feel? Particularly in style 2, probably not so much in styles 1 and 3, but particularly in style 2, it may get competitive. Style 4 doesn't have any competition in it. It's kind of the way you can tell you're not in style 4, because if I'm trying to convince you of anything, whether to accept my views on baptism or evangelism or something simple like which movie should we see Jurassic Park or not, you know, that's all style 2, and that's all real good. That has nothing to do with style 4. Style 4 deals with this is how I feel about it. Now, granted, it's real difficult for many of us to separate how we think and how we feel, but style 4 really comes from in here. Now, I told you I was going to make a mention about how it gets a little bit convoluted for most of us most of the time. See, some folks that have done some real analysis of communication, you know, listening to people, people have allowed folks to go in and tape record in their family, on their job, do some different things. Take a wild guess as to which one of these styles most of us use most of the time. What would you think? Yeah, 2 and 1, and it's always 1 and 2. That's the one. You know, most of us do a lot of this kind of stuff. 1 and 2, or 2 and 1, or, you know, some of us do a little more 1 and a little more 2, but it's so easy to hide, and it's so much more comfortable, and things go so much faster, and so forth and so on. And where we get into some real trouble with our communication is that I think if we can wall off 2, what we do a lot of times, and lots of analysis of communication has shown this, is that we will be in style 2, but we'll try to pretend we're in 1, 3, or 4. Does that make some sense? I want to pretend that I'm not trying to talk you into something, but I really am trying to talk you into something. I may jokingly say, oh gosh, it'd sure be more fun to go to the dance tonight than ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. And I'm joking and I'm teasing around, but I really am trying to get you to do something. And I'm pretending that I'm not trying to get you to do it. That's where it gets kind of crazy. People do real well 1 to 1, and people do real well 2 to 2. As long as you understand that style 2 works wonderfully well in any kind of relationship, as long as, and this is so difficult, and probably would put every marriage counselor out of business if you could get people to work this way. If folks would say, I want and will you, and that's not too hard to get them to, and understand that there's 2 answers to I want and will you. What are the 2 answers?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. And to be perfectly comfortable with either one. See, if I go into style 2 and say, I want, ta-da-ta-da, and will you, ta-da-ta-da, and I accept that, you're going to say yes or no, and I'm going to buy that. That's okay. That's really okay. It's just like the problems go shoom. What I get into when I do counseling with folks or going into a church and mediate an issue that breaks down, and it's all the way from 1 to 1 to a whole church council to the pastor when we've got a conflict and I'm trying to do some mediation stuff, invariably it comes down, I can't really say what I want because I'm already guessing what their response is going to be, and I'm afraid to say that because you see all the craziness that gets into? And I can cut a lot of that out if I will say, I want and will you, which is a clear style too. And when I say I want and will you, I'm letting you know. I'm in style too. I want this. Will you? There's one other little tricky thing, which I'm not going to get any more into today just because of time. But if you really want to hold yourself to I want and will you, if you get an answer that you're uncomfortable with, if you can go to, oh, and what
this says about me is not what it says about you, what it says about me. Here's my reaction to your no, but it gets a little too complicated, I think, for today. So we've got light and philosophical and work, and then we've got a real personal heart-to-heart sharing. Now, it's real important to understand that in style four, I don't have a goal other than, that sure sounds paradoxical, doesn't it? I don't have a goal other than, I want to let you know how I feel. I don't want you to do anything with it. Bingo, there's another problem, because so much of the time in communication, I tell you something about me so that you'll make it better for me. That's not style four, that's style two. See, if I want you to make me feel better, I've moved up into style two. But if I couch it in a, oh, I'm being really open, I'm being really vulnerable, I'm really letting you know where my heart is, because I hope deep down you'll feel sorry for me, or you'll do my dish team for me, or you'll do something to make me feel better, I'm really in style two. And that's real crazy making. That's real crazy making. And some of us are so good at it, we drive people around us just absolutely nuts. As parents, we do that a lot. Rather than say, I want your hair cut short. Rather than say that and deal with whatever that brings up, we'll sort of try to work it around so that they catch on and, you know, and do it for us. And it gets real crazy. It gets real crazy in all of our relationships. And it's real risky to talk straight, because you lose control when you talk style four. You don't have control. There is no, it's not a control issue when you're talking style four. You're just saying, this is who I am, this is how I feel, it's important for me to let you know that, period. And I'm not trying to get any goals. Now, what I'd like you to do for a few minutes, here we go. I always get irritated at this at my church when they make me do this. I'm not going to have you pray for each other, though, thank goodness. Doug did that for us 2 weeks ago in church, and we not only had to all get a little coupled, but we had to put our hands on each other's head and pray for each other. I mean, not even in Holden Village. That was out there in the other world, and I thought, that was kind of scary for me. I would like you to partner up with somebody right now that you don't particularly know. Okay? Identify somebody right now. Hop up if you need to, but...
Anybody not here?
Anybody not here? Oh, okay. Find a Tucson that looks relatively unfamiliar to you and sit with them. Thank you. Okay. I would like you to talk for 2 minutes, maybe 1 minute, in style one. I don't care what you talk about, but I don't want you to do anything except talk about some kind of topic, or some kind of joke, or some kind of general, easy, kind of fun thing to do. Go. Okay, stop. How was that? Okay, we do a lot of that. Most of you pretty good at that? No problem. All right, now I'd like you to spend a couple of minutes, and what I'd like you to do, if you went to a sales seminar, you get to do this kind of thing. I would like you to spend a couple of minutes, and I'll change. One, the person that's closest to me, I want you to sell something to the other person. I don't care what you want to sell them, but sell them something. I can remember one time when I was in college, I sold real silk hosiery door to door. And if you got in the door, you had a sale. But, you know, trying to, I didn't know anything about hosiery. But, you know, they gave us 1 hour teaching and said, go door to door and sell these people's stockings. They were real silk, you know. That was the name of real, anyway.
That was the name,
real silk hosiery. And, but you know they were right. If we got in the door, we had a sale. It was crazy, but it doesn't matter if you know anything about this stuff. If you can get in the door, they're probably going to buy something from you. And I was starving, and so I was willing to do anything. Make up something, and for a couple of minutes, and then I'll just stop you. And I don't want the other one to do, but your goal is to, when I said sell something, I don't care if you convince them of something.
convince them that ecology is more important than waste, or convince them of anything that you want to convince them. But you got a goal. So for 2 minutes, the person nearest me talked to the other person, and the other person just listen to their pitch and nod, and don't go to sleep on them, okay? So you're up. Go. Stop, please. You're slowing down a little bit. We're still pretty good at that one, too, aren't we? Now I'd like you to switch. Whether you sold it or not, did anybody buy anything? Even an idea? Okay, will you switch? I'd like the other person to sell you on something. You got a goal. Convince them, sell them, do something. Switch, but go. Okay, stop. Please. Thank you. It might be a little frustrating because I'm not really interested in you going through with the sales and making the clothes. I'm just interested in you. I almost had it! Okay, now I would like you to, same kind of process, but I would like you to do an I wonder. And this may get a little trickier because, see, so far, most of us are awfully good at this. We've practiced these two a lot. Now, you get your first little test because when you talk about an I wonder or something, it's got to be something that you're not already convinced of one way or the other. And so watch yourself as you talk. I don't want the other person to nail you, but that you don't move into style two and begin to convince them that this is kind of the better way to go. Help me out just to make sure that I'm making sense to you. What could be an I wonder that you really don't know, but you could talk a little bit about that might even interest you a little bit?
You mentioned something environmental is one. You could wonder about quite things environmental. As far
you could.
Sure. Like
sure.
I do wonder about quite a few.
Like you do wonder about quite a few environmental things. You could wonder, is it smarter to buy a new car because you get it cheaper and you turn it in 2 years, or should you get one 3 years old, or, you know, there's a lot of, but you don't really know. So I'd like you to that's the two things I want you to, one is talk about something, and maybe it's something philosophical. We've been talking a lot about violence and things with kids. At any level, do you believe in any kind of corporal punishment? Unless you already have a set idea, you might say, on the other hand, a smack on the bottom, but maybe that, I don't know where I am. So what I'd like you to do is talk for a couple of minutes on just some philosophical issue that you aren't really sure where you are, but watch yourself to see if you slide into style two. Real easy to do. You're going to try not to do that. So one side talk, would you? Do an I wonder. Okay. Okay, bingo. Thank you. That's a great group for eye contact. Nobody's, you've done this before. Would you switch? Let the other person do some I wonders. Remember the task here, I'm in style two, and the task is to experience the pieces, not to get to resolution. It's fine if you want to meet later and try to resolve the issue. Let's open up the I wonders right now. Let the other one talk for a minute. Go. Okay, stop please. Ooh. Some of you are looking like, but I was just getting rolling. I refuse to stop. I'm going out. I'm going to finish my job. Did any of you notice the pull? Was there a pull to go into talking out of, you can stay with it. You did okay with that. Good. Anybody that felt pull? Okay, I'm going to put you into a pull. I want the two of you to talk again for a minute. And you need to designate before we start by raising your hand. And I'd like one of you to talk in style two. And I'd like the other one to either go in style one or style three about the same topic. So here's two things you have to do this little piece. You have to determine together something you're going to talk about. Talk about abortion, talk about ecology, talk about TV, talk about violence. Pick a topic that you'll both talk about, all right? But I'd like one of you to be in style two. I want to convince you of something.
I like one, the other one to be in either style 1 or 3 or a combination, I don't care which, but just go with one of those two. So, would you do that for a second? Pick a topic, and then as soon as you determine who's going to go in style 2, raise your hand so I know which one it is, and then start.
Do you need to know the
topic? I don't need to know the topic. Just so the two of you have, all right, go ahead. All right, go ahead. Now, okay, let me stop you now. Make sure you understand. This one, the other, you've been wonderful. We got all these good listeners. But this is an interchange. One of you is talking to convince. The other one is either going 1 or 3. Or, well, I don't know about that. Or, give me a break. You know, stay in 1 or 3. And the other one, stay in style 2. You need to have a common topic. So everybody got that?
You don't have to believe.
Oh, no. Heavens, no. You don't have to believe it. I mean, it's nicer if you do, but I don't care.
Okay.
Just go for it.
Okay.
Believe it or not. All right, go. What did you notice anything? What was that like?
Harder.
Harder?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how was it harder?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, for in the profession I'm in and everything, I think I am so used to being in a quote active listening and kind of going along as opposed to maybe trying to be controversial or throwing in the question. That was a little hard.
So that was a harder role for you.
Yeah.
Says something nice about you. Anything else anybody noticed?
It's hard to give time to the other person because if you're in the convincing mode, you
in the convincing. Okay. All right. Yeah.
I actually found that two very irritating. Trying to be 1 and 2 was really irritating.
She was, huh?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it fun for some of us to be given just outright permission to talk all the time and convince? Isn't it kind of fun? I don't have to be a good listener. I can just convince. That's kind of fun, yeah. Sure. Well, in a minute, I do want to play with this. The pull here from 2 to 1 and 3 is a little difficult. The pull from 4 to 1, 2, or 3 is really, really tough. And I want to do that in a minute. It's tough to stay in style 4 when somebody's going 1, 2, or 3. Interestingly enough, particularly if the topic is painful or difficult or emotional, it doesn't have to be bad. It's real easy to want to have them pull you out of style 4. Does that make any sense? I found myself this week doing a little bit of style 4. I backpacked in with a guy that I've wanted to get to know, and I do this crazy thing. When I kind of pick out people I'd really like to get to know, and you know, 3 days on the trail, we smelled bad and we enjoyed each other a lot. And the third day, we were having such an intense, I thought, wonderful conversation, and I took a real risk, and I told him, I said, I am enjoying hiking in here with you so much, I can hardly stand it. It's like I want to run away. That was real scary for me to say that, because he could have gone to style 1 or 2 and made fun of me or something, but I was enjoying this guy's company so much. And we were talking about some things that were so meaningful to me, and it was like, but if he'd have gone to style 1, I would have been happy in a way. Oh, let's make a joke out of this. This is hard stuff, telling somebody in a way that I've known before, but that I've only known for 3 days hiking, that I love you. You know, that's kind of, whew. But it was a fun time, and it's. I'm looking forward to seeing if he doesn't think I'm weird when we when I meet him next time. We'll go and develop that relationship, I hope. But all I'm saying is, if somebody is in one of the other three styles, and we're in style 4, which is the style that all the workshops here and the folks that are talking about, I made the comment in somebody else's workshop that I'd read one survey that said most couples spend about 5 minutes a week in style 4. The same research said that the long-term effects of a relationship being able to hang together is based on this stuff.
Boy.
5 minutes a week. Now, there are lots of us that will do more than that. But that's really kind of, it's interesting. I want to throw one other piece in there as far as a couple relationship is concerned. There's a woman who, you know, and people that do monkey research, we can throw that out anyway sometimes, but sometimes there's some real validity. A lot of us don't like to look at, you know, tie monkey research to people, but I really think it has some application. And that is that pair bonding, which is primarily sensual, and to some degree sexual, but pair bonding among primates tends to last between 2 and 4 years. After that, there better be something else going on in your relationship, because that isn't enough to hold you together. You've got to have something else besides that basic primate sensual kind of wow. You look at somebody, you know, and you go starry-eyed. I know one of the things that my wife told me, that after gravity began to take over, I was less attractive, you know, as it, it starts moving downward, and thank goodness there's other things other than pair bonding that, and I think some of the other things is this stuff, the style 4 stuff. Okay, now I would like you to, this may be a little tricky, but this is the last piece I want to do in here. I'd like you to either go get up and go sit with your partner, or if you don't have a partner that you came in here with, somebody that you might know well enough that you, now here's one of two things, you would either share something personal with, or we can role play it. But I want it to be style 4, but we're never going to tell whether it was role play or not. Okay? So I would like it to be either something very personal, or, and I'm saying it that way because some of you may not hardly even know anybody in here, and I'd like everybody to be paired with somebody. So unless you don't want to talk style 4 with your partner, if you came in with one. So, but would you do that, please? You can do a role play if you don't. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'll come. That'll make us even number anyway. Thank you. Oh, now you're going to this team. You said that, I didn't. Now that's a nice style 1. But I believe it's this team.
Excuse me. I didn't quite understand that. Is one person supposed to be in feelings and the other in all?
I'll tell you in just a sec. I just wanted to get you back with, if you came in with a partner, I think it'd be great to now go back to that partner. And I was trying to figure out a way, if you didn't come in with a partner, is there someone that looks kind of non-threatening? You look like you'd make a nice partner. Can I talk with you? Okay, are we paired up? 1-to-1. All right, now what I'd like you to do, I'm going to have us do two things. The first one is I would like to have one of you talk some style 4, and I would like to have the other one talk style 2. One of you talk style 4, meaning there is something that, and now here's the ground rules for this, it's either something that really means something to me, you know, I mean, this is part of my heart, or I'm going to role play it and we're not ever going to ask you. Like, the fact that I feel really, well, I think I was trying to do a style 4 with you a minute ago about just how wonderful it is to develop a new friendship. Now, what I meant to do by saying that with you is you don't have to do anything with that. I'm not asking you to make me feel better, make me feel worse. I just wanted to let you know. That's who I am. That's where my heart is. I would like one of you to talk a little bit about something, but again, I will need to pay attention. I want the other one to do some style too. Pick up the topic, whatever it is, and try to convince them of something. Sell them on something. And that sell them can be, oh, you really want to get a water ski boat? I think we should go out and buy one this week. Or it could be, that's crazy. I don't want to do that. But do some style 2 and some style 4. Okay? Go. Talk. You pick yours. Just pick something between you. Oh, did we wind up with an un? Okay.
You're going to lose it. No.
Okay, stop, please. Okay, stop. Now, I don't want to ask you about how that was. In a minute I do, but I would like to ask you to switch now and do just a couple of minutes of both of you doing your best understanding of style four. Just talk a little heart to heart and try to get your head out of it. And remember that what the goal is for the next couple of minutes is as much as you're willing to risk it, just let somebody know what's going on with you. How happy you are, how frightened you are, how sad you are, how filled with wonder you are, whatever. But just spend a couple of minutes just sort of letting somebody know. I don't want to convince you of anything. I certainly don't want you to fix me. I don't want you to do anything, but I want to let you know just what's going on with me right here with you right now. Just, and either one of you, just do that for a couple of minutes, okay? Go. Will you stop, please? We have about 5 or 6 minutes. And, how was that for you? It was pretty wonderful for me. I had a really nice thing happen. What about for you folks? Can you feel the difference in when you're doing the different styles? Do you have a comment to make about that? Keep in mind that I really want to stress that four is not better than one or better than two. You know, they're really, really important. And yet, boy, if we get pulled and one's doing one and one's doing the other, we go, boom! So what are you getting from this stuff? What are you learning from
it? You may feel like you, I don't know what you say, accomplished more or got some real understanding without any controversial trying to sell it or this type of thing, you know, just really going back and forth and enjoying the conversation, relaxing and enjoying it. Even though it may not have been a completely enjoyable conversation, from the standpoint of the seriousness of it, you know what I mean? There are a lot of real serious things that you know aren't enjoyable.
Yeah, I do know that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Maybe you need to both be in the same mode.
Yes.
Regardless of which mode it's in. To know that
sure helps, doesn't
the same
it?
Agenda going.
Yeah. I'm in a one or hour, whatever your signals are, but that doesn't work for me right now. Yeah, I really like that. I also would suggest that because so many of us, hate to get too psychological here, but so many of us are dealing with so many abandonment issues that if you can add, and I'll come back and talk to you later. It really seems to make a difference because so many of us interpret if someone won't talk with me that what they mean is I'm not worth talking to or I won't be back. I really get a lot of that with, and I hate to be that stereotypic, but with guys who get overloaded and to use John Gray stuff, want to go in their cave for an hour, and with their partners who think this means I won't be back or that I don't love you, and what he's saying is, give me a break. I can't do it right now, but I'll come back and talk. Any other comments about this piece that we've been doing? Well, I would like to ask you to, I sort of wanted to hold you a tiny bit accountable, and I do, but I don't intend to do anything with it. But one of the things that I know my wife and I did, and it saves lots of therapy bills going to therapists. Don't ask me why, but on 7/19 on Tuesday evening at our house for years was the kids knew it. Oh, they're doing issues. That was the term we used in our house. Mom and Dad are doing an issue. And at 7/19, I like to do weird things, you know, but the dishes are done. We'd get in the conversation pit. We had a little thing built with our fireplace was right here, and you could sit and put your back up against the wall. And we'd talk till 8 o'clock on issues. And as much as we could, we would do this kind of stuff. Now, it's hard to stay there. Sometimes, it is for me sometimes, it's hard to stay there. But that was the task. That was much better than paying somebody $100 to referee that. You know, it really saves that. And I really believe the thing that I said in the beginning, I think a thing takes an appointment. I think it takes a commitment. I think that you can, if the task is to do some style four, remember, that's not when you're deciding where the kids are going to college. That's not where you're deciding whether we're going to buy a new house or what we're going to do on vacation. That's where you make an actual contracted commitment for a period of time to do some sharing. If you have a difficult time getting into that, there's a nice little strategy that the folks have really gotten lots of mileage off of with Marriage Encounter, where you know, if this doesn't come natural, and for lots of us it doesn't come natural, it takes a lot of practice. Take a topic each week, and each of you agree to spend 5 or 10 minutes just writing down your thoughts on it. Whatever the topic is, just any little thing as a primer, and then make your appointment with each other and just talk. Style four. I guarantee you that if you do that for 6 months on any kind of qualitative measure, your relationship will be in a much better place. I guarantee it. But I'll also guarantee you that if you work at reducing your weight a pound a month, in 6 months, you'll be 6 pounds lighter. But see, that's not the way most of us like to do it. I want to take off 40 pounds this month and put on 45 next month. But do you see what I mean? So the contract I'd like to ask you to do is, are you willing, sometime before you leave Holden Village, to have one of these contracted kind of commitments with this person where you will go for a walk, do something, and the task will be a level four talk? Look each other in the face and say, I will or I will not contract to do that. Now, some of you, we can't leave on the bus tonight. There's no more buses. So there's enough time to do that. And I'm doing that because I really believe in the idea that I see so many people in the last 25 years in counseling who say, I want my relationship to be better. Now, I don't want to break that down into increments, which if I broke it into increments in 6 months or a year, my relationship would be better. I just want it to be better. I'm even willing to go in and pay a therapist $100 an hour to help me get it better. And guess what the darn therapist is going to do? Give you some of this kind of stuff, so you got to do the steps to get it better. That's bypass. There's plenty of work, other work for therapists. Well, you're going to...
Well, I'm just wondering, can we really jump into style four immediately? I mean, I get the sense that the term foreplay, you've got to go one and three, four.
I think so.
Is
interesting.
It a matter of practice?
I think it is a matter of practice, and I have 1 hour, and I'm trying to throw an idea at you, but I really like what you're saying, that it may be that it's hard to go into style four immediately. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Yes. So agree to take 15 minutes to get ready and then do style four.
Yes,
I'm just trying to hold you to a contract. That's all I want to do. And I can't, I have no way of checking on you, but I'd like to convince you the idea that if before you leave here you have at least one of those, maybe what you'll do is take the idea back and say, I'm going to work some on this. And I'll, with some other meetings we'll have this week, I'll give you a couple of other strategies like this. But that's all I got. It's time to go do what we're going to do next. So look somebody in the eye before you walk out and at least do this. I'm in style one. I want you to make a contract, will you? Do that, and as soon as you've said yes I will or no I won't, you can get up and walk out. Goodbye.